Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf lamed. We're starting at the very bottom of Chof Tes Amid Beis, the final line, where the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, Amruloi Echad Yavna Vi Echad Kolmokim Shiyesh Boi Bezdin. What is this referring to? If we go back to the Mishnah, you recall that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, they used to go and blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, not even in Yerushalayim, only in the Beis HaMikdash. But after the Chorim Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yechim Zakeh was masakin that they should be tekeah, the chol mokim shiyesh boi bezin, whatever there happens to be a bezin of 23, a bezin hagodol, which means it had to be a sizable city, not a small little town like Kalev or Kushkin Holosh or Djunjush or those places. It had to be a Budapest, a big place. In those places, that's where they used to go and blow the shofar.
Excuse me, but they didn't dump in a fashos after 40 years before Chorban Bayis.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Why would they have a Bezdin of 23 in cities? I understand they have Sefer Nagodol for the Ibur Shana and for matters of state, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you have a Bezdin of 23 in various cities if there was no Dinin Fashos being adjudicated?
I don't know necessarily means that this Bezin sat on a regular basis, but that they had 23 Talmid Chachamim that were on the level that they could sit on such a Bezin HaGadol. So if in case one of the Dayanim or two of the Dayanim were on vacation and they went to London or somewhere else, we still had plenty of Choshev and Dayanim left because they were among the chosen of the Eder, people that were real, real great Talmid Chacham. Anyway, so the Mishnah continues on. Now there's a machloikis after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Where could you go and blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos? So the Mishnah says at the end, Omru Loi, there was a dialogue with Rabbi Lozer in the Mishnah, and the Chachamim Basroi said to Rabbi Lozer, Echad Yavna Vi Echad Kol Mokam Shiyesh Boi Bezdin Yavna, and every place that had a bezin, they were able to go and blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. That was the Mishnah. Omar Rav Huna, Rav Huna, who of course is an Amoira, he adds, the imbezin, it's got to be with bezin. Now what does that mean, with bezin? So we're going to have two lishoinas. The first lashon that the Gemara is dealing with now, and we get to the first wide line, and another 12, 15 lines, we'll have another lashon. Both lishoinis start off Am Rav Huna the im bezin. Freiti mar my im bezin. What does that mean? Zokti mar bifnei bezin. It's got to be in the presence of bezin, so that when they allowed for the blowing of the shofar in other cities other than Yerushalayim and Yavne, where we said it's got to be Mokam Shiyesh by Bezin, in fact the blowing had to take place in the Bezin itself, Bifnei Bezin. Lafukei, Shalai Bifnei Bezin. And it comes, of course, to exclude that if it wasn't Bifnei Bezin, Deloi, then you cannot go and blow the shofar. Now, if you're wondering, what would be the svara? The svara is very, very simple. Because we said yesterday in the Gemara that Mitzad Ikar Adin, one should be able to go and blow Min HaToira everywhere where it's Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. The reason why the Chacham said no is because of the Gezeira. What was the Gezeira? The Rabba that were afraid. Shemi Yitlenu B'Yodah B'Yetzu Gaitzul Baki Lilmoy V'Yavrena Dal Ramas B'Shas Ram. He won't be so sure about the Tkiya Shofar, exactly how, when, where, what, all different types of shaylas. He's going to carry it outside, and therefore we said, you know what, Shabbos don't do it. However, if he's doing it with Nei Bezin, if he has any shaylas, he'll ask the Bezin. After all, the Bezin is in charge. They know exactly what to do, what not to do, etc.
So it means he has to physically go into the Bezin itself, or
exactly.
He physically
goes into the Bezin itself, and that's where he does it, Kiyah Shaifa.
Therefore, you don't have to carry it for Amos Bashis around them.
Exactly.
They're right there.
So that's the first Lashon of Rav Huna. And now the Gemara asks a couple of questions. Mosiv Rava. The Oidzois Hoysi Yerushalayim Yaseir Al Yavne. At the end of our Mishnah it said, the Oidzois, not only this, but also the other. Yerushalayim was greater than Yavne in which respect? If you go back to the Mishnah for a short moment, five lines before the end. The Oidzois Hoysi Yerushalayim Yaseir Al Yavne Shekol Ir Shehi Roya V'Sheima'as U'Kroiva V'Yechoy Lavoi Toikin. When it comes to Yerushalayim, any type of town that was a suburb of Yerushalayim. It was so close that it was Roya, you can see Yerushalayim. Shemas, you can hear Yerushalayim. Ukraiva, it's close. V'yecholova, you can get there. The Gemara is going to ask later on, before we get to the Mishnah, what are all of these four different types of simanim? If you can see it, you can hear it, you're close, and you can get there. See, well, we'll talk about that later. But all of those shteytlach, those little towns, suburbs, villages that are next to Yerushalayim, that meet these criteria, toikin, they themselves can have a special tekiya shofar in those towns. They do not have to go to Yerushalayim. They can have the tekiya locally on Shabbos, Shechol, Boi, Rosh Hashanah. Only with is the Bezin. So you couldn't go to any of the suburbs, only in Yavden, only in the Bezin. Ah. Freitimar, Mosav Rava, back to Lamed Amar Aleph, second line, Mosav Rava, V'oidzois Yerushalayim, Yisera Al Yavden. The Gemara is bothered by the Lashon V'oidzois. V'oidzois means, and not only X, but also Y. But the Mishnah didn't give us an X. It didn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that Yerushalayim had some Yisera, some a special halacha that it was better than Yavne. See, more is bothered. Those who want, if the only mala that Yerushalayim had over Yavne was that even in the suburbs of Yerushalayim, you'd be able to go and blow on Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, then Zois V'Boile, what's the V'Oid Zois? It should just simply say Zois. That's a special halacha. Yerushalayim was greater than Yavne. El as if, says the Gemara, probably, and from here, for the next couple of lines, the Gemara is going to struggle with trying to insert a parenthetical, how Yerushalayim was greater than Yavne, and then, oh, and not only that, but V'oid Zois, like we spoke about the suburbs. So Gemara, El L'choira, what other mala do Yerushalayim have? Do Yerushalayim toikin yechidim? Or Yavne ain't toikin yechidim? Ah, probably in Yerushalayim they allowed anybody to go and blow the shofar. Somebody who missed shofar blowing could go over to Yankel, Beryl, Shmerel. Anybody that knew how to blow the shofar, no, please go and blow on my behalf. Of course, in a regular Rosh Hashanah, this is not a problem. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. To Yerushalayim, they permitted Yechidim to go and blow. Ubiyavda ain't toikin Yechidim. But in Yavda, they did not allow for the Yechidim to blow. But as the Gemara will say, only the Shliach Tzibur, the only one that was officially appointed. That's the chalik between Yerushalayim and Yavne. Pray to more, but that's not true. Ubiyavne ain't toikin Yechidim. Biyavne, they didn't allow Yechidim to go and blow the shofar. Vaki osad of Yitzhak bar Yosef Omar. Ki mesayim shlichu b'tzibura tekiya biyavne. On Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos, when the Shliach Tzibur would finish blowing the tekiyas, then a lot of people would say, oh, I didn't really hear it so properly, this was shvach, and I didn't hear it, I'm not sure, enough. Lo yishome ish kol une, a person couldn't even hear his own ears, his ears were so full of the sounding of the shofar, mikol tekuei diyachidoi, from all the yechidim that were now blowing the shofar. Until now, nobody did anything. We waited for the Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur blew all of the koilois, and then somebody missed, somebody wanted to do it over, and someone said, I'm not sure, it wasn't too long, it was too short, it wasn't this, and that, and that. So you had yechidim all over blowing the shofar throughout Yavne, to the point that it was deafening, that you couldn't even hear yourself think or breathe or whatever, because of the kolune, the ear was full of the sound of the shofar. So one thing is clear, that in Yavne they did permit Yechidim to go and blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos. So he said, so what's the mala that Yerushalayim had over Yavne? Elav, I have another possibility. To Yerushalayim toikin bein bezman bezin u bein shaloi bezman bezin. In Yerushalayim they would go and blow the shofar both in the zman bezin. What means zman bezin? Rashi says zman bezin means in the morning until 12 o'clock. That's Rashi over here. It's Rashi, third line from the top. This man bezin ad sheish shoy shahuyu bezin yoishven, until 6 hours in the day, means until chatzos, when the bezin would normally be sitting in session.
And they sit in session on Shabbos.
One second. Please bear with me. Elav Yerushalayim toikin bein bezman bezin ubein shloim bezman bezin. Bein shloim bezman bezin is the next line of the Rashi. Shahochel batein. When people went home. So perhaps, therefore, that's the mal that Yerushalayim had over Yavne. That Yerushalayim, they would go and blow the entire day. b'zman bezin in the morning, b'shloi bezin in the afternoon, u'b'yavne b'zman bezin in shloi b'zman bezin loy, but yavne only b'zman bezin, but not shloi b'zman bezin. Is that what the Mishnah means, that Yushalayim had a mala over Yavne, and then the Mishnah continues on, v'oidzois? Now, before we continue on, Daniel asked an excellent question, which was bothering me as well last night when I was learning the Gemara, and that is, how does the Gemara talk about Zman Bezin? Zman Bezin L'Chodesh should be on a Monday and a Thursday, or maybe during the week, but on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, they were not, in fact, are not even allowed to be done din on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So what's this Zman Bezin?
Well, they have Kiddush L'Chodesh.
The first 2 hours.
They have the Eidim Chodesh.
So you hear what Brother Shai tells us? He says, Bezman Bezin is telling us because we have to have the Edom come. But that sounds like a very, very good pshat for Kiddush
HaKadosh. This is Brother Shana. This is the first of Tishrei, actually.
That's what Brother Shai had in mind, but he didn't want to be Marech. Of course, you don't normally go and be Mekadosh, the Chodesh, in the middle of the month. So it must be with the one Rosh Hashanah, which is, of course, the first day of the month. There's one little problem with that, and that is that the Bezin was typically open the entire day, and then it was only if they came in a mincha l'mala, then we got into trouble, as we learn in Mir Tashem on the Amid Beis in the Mishnah. So it sounds like they were open the entire time. But it could be that the Bezin was not open to adjudicate Din Torahs, but rather if other Shailas would come, Shailas relating to Rosh Hashanah, to Shabbos, to Kashrus, or other things, the rabbis would be available, like in the Beis Torah, to go and answer questions. Otherwise, it sounds a little strange. What would be this Zman Bezin on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov? Unless he just means to say the difference between the morning and the afternoon.
Zman.
The Zman. The only thing is, why would there be a reason only to go and blow in the morning and not blow in the afternoon? I can understand why there's a difference between Yushalayim and Yavne. Yushalayim, you have a whole day. Yavne, you have only part of the day. Mavusef is Bitzchatzois, it's Man Bezin. Anyway, but Yishakoyach, Brother Shai, for the assist. But bottom line, Zokhti Gemara, L'choyre, that's the distinction between Yushalayim and Yavne. And now the Gemara is Metayik. Habizman Bezdin Mia Toikin. However, when this man Bezdin, in the morning, one could blow both in Yerushalayim and in Yavne. And since the Mishnah doesn't add yet another chilik between Yerushalayim and Yavne, L'choyre afilu shaloi b'fnei Bezdin, that you can go and blow in the morning, even though you're not blowing in the presence of Bezin, but you are blowing anywhere throughout Yavne or throughout Yerushalayim. Is a bazoi is a shver on Rav Huna that said at the very top, it's got to be Dafka b'fnei Bezin. Says in my life, the whole kasha that you asked is only based on the premise that the missing mala that Yerushalayim had and that Yavne did not have was about this Bezman Bezin, Ishloi Bezman Bezin. So no, that was not the Ma'ala. Fakert, Loi, Dili Yerushalayim Toikin Bein Bifnei Bezin, Bein Shaloi Bifnei Bezin, Ubiyavne Bifnei Bezin, In Shaloi Bifnei Bezin, Loi. Oh, that missing clue, that missing Ma'ala that Yerushalayim had over Yavne is in fact dealing with the very, very halacha that Rav Huna is telling us. That Rav Huna is telling us that both in Yerushalayim and in Yavne, you're supposed to do it, well, let's start again. That in Yavne, you have to go and be tekeah, dafka bifnei bezdin. You can only go and blow on Yom Tov if you're standing in the bezin shtibul together with the bezin. There you can go and blow if it's Shabbos, shechol boi Rosh Hashanah. Masha enkein, in Yerushalayim, even if it's shaloi bifnei bezdin, outside of the Lishkas Agozis or whatever the bezin was sitting, you can go and blow in other sections of Yerushalayim as well. So bottom line is, Rav Huna is fine. Rav Huna said at the top of the Omid, the Imbezin, meaning Bifnei Bezin, Lafukish Loi Bifnei Bezin Deloi. Yeah. In fact, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Then Yerushalayim, you can go and blow both Bifnei Bezin, Shaloi Bifnei Bezin. But in terms of Yavne, Tav can be Bifnei Bezin, Shaloi Bifnei Bezin Loi. So this is the first version of Rav Huna, that the Imbezin means Bifnei Bezin. But there's another version. Iklimasi Lo Lohod Rav Huna Aho. And in fact, we turn now from Rosh Hashanah, and we go now to Yovel Yer, and we turn from the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah to the blowing on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. You got to go and blow the shofar, and by blowing the shofar, then afterwards you free all of the avodim, and you send back all of the steyachuzas to the original balim, and so on and so forth. Says the Gemara, Malamid shekol yochid v'yochid chayiv litkoya. So Gemara learns by the fact that it says Tavir Shofar b'chol ha'artzachem, all over the land. All over the land. You don't have bati dinim all over the land. It's malamik ha'potosh, kol yochid v'yochid chayiv litkoya. Every yochid has to go and blow. So in other words, this is an individual chiyuv that's on everybody. Everybody has to go with shofar. It could very well be you could be moitzi someone, just like everybody has a chiyuv to go and lay the Megillah on Purim. We don't go and lane each one of us. There's a balkori that's moitzi. So presumably here too, you have a shliach tzibur or someone who's moitzi about to care. But everybody has that individual chiyuv to go and blow the shofar. Which is a very important halacha, because elsewhere it suggests that the din of Yovel that only the bezin has to go and blow the shofar. Not every individual. It's not like Rosh Hashanah. But that's not what it says in this brisa. In this brisa it says that everybody's got to go and blow. Om Rav Huna. Oh, so now we come with Rav Huna. V'yim bezin. Frey Timor, my v'yim bezin again. What does that mean? So Timor, bizman bezin. We're talking about bizman bezin. Rafuke shaloi bizman bezin deloi. It's got to be at the time of bezin. So this is, of course, different than the first lashon in two ways. Number one, the first lashon that we learned about until now was talking about a Shabbos Rosh Hashanah situation, and what's the halacha in Yavne when we say the im bezin said the Gemara, it means b'fnei bezin, lafuke shalai b'fnei bezin. Here we're talking about Yom Kippur on Yovel year, where again Rav Huna said im bezin, and here it doesn't mean b'fnei bezin, here it means b'zman bezin. That's the second lashon. And then we're going to ask again a couple of kashas. Mosav Rava.
So this upshlags my shot, because there's a chodesh.
On Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur.
No, it doesn't shlug it up. For Rosh Hashanah, we had a good teretz, now we have to find a teretz.
Well, it's the same language. It's
a different version, though. It could actually not be exclusive.
Yeah, no.
They're not mutually exclusive. Rav Huna, I mean, there's nothing saying.
You're 100% right. No, but Brother Shai is saying is when we talk about Bethnei Bezin, that sounds like Bezin is in session. Like Daniel asked before, if Bezin is in session, why would it be in session on Yom Kippur? In Yom Kippur, everybody's fasting and everybody's crying out to Hashem and give us a kapara.
To blow the shofar for Yovel.
Okay, number one. And number two, because of all the shilas that are involved with Yovel. People asking, do I have to free this Eved, that Eved? He's only been here with me for 3 years. He's not Eved Nirtzah. He's only up. And then which Sesteachuza, is this Sada, according to my records, belong to my great-great-grandfather, but maybe he was a Kohen, maybe he was a Levi, he's Israel, do I have to give it back? Was I Makdash? And yeah, there could be all Yovel type of halachas that have to be addressed.
Would they be addressed on that very day, though?
We'll see with our own eyes if they did address it, if they didn't address it. Medzeinim Yatisha. But in the meantime, Mosim Rabba, Frog Tvekter Vazai. Tkiyas Rosh Hashanah, the Yovel Doich Es Shabbos, Begvulin Ish Ubeisai. Sai on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yosh B'Shabbos, and Sai Yovel Year, which is on Yom Kippur. Then the tkiyos are doicha. Doicha, of course, means you can blow the shofar, even begvulin, outside. Ish ubeisai. Now, ish ubeisai sounds like man and wife. So in other words, women also have a chiyuv to go and blow the shofar. Pray to my ish ubeisai. Ilem ish ubi ishtoi, a man and his wife. It's a mimachayva. Did you ever hear of such a thing? A woman is mechuyev to go and blow shofar? After all, it's a mitzvah seisha as man grama. Both on a regular Rosh Hashanah, it only happens Rosh Hashanah, you don't have the mitzvah to go and blow the shofar in the middle of Sukkot, in the middle of Purim, and so therefore it's a mitzvah as man grama. And certainly, Yovel, once in 50 years, that certainly the zman is greatem. There's no other time that you would go and blow the Yovel throughout the year. So therefore, Boskan Azong, the Khari Ishvi Ishta, it doesn't make sense to say that it's a woman, but mitzvah she's mangrami, mangram, dashim turas. Elav ish bivesa, not ish uvesoi, the ish bivesoi. Ish bivesa means that a person can blow in his own house. He doesn't have to go bifnei bezin. And therefore says he, what about filu shaloi bizman bezin? Doesn't it sound like, since you can go and blow in your house, you can blow any time during the day, you can blow on Yovel Year on Yom Kippur. Even shaloi bizman bezin, and this would be Shver and Rav Huna, that said it has to be dafka bizman bezin. Just for life. oil mizman bezin. Doesn't say clearly one way or the other, just simply said that everybody blows beveisai. When do you have to blow beveisai? Mizman bezin. Finished. But not in the afternoon.
Yeah. The lesson near Ishu Beisa we have by Hanukkah near Ishu Beisa.
Correct.
There's no connection there to Zman Bezdin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bezdin is only seen till 6 hours.
We've already corrected the lesson.
Okay.
No
okay.
longer says Uve Ishu Beisa. It says Ish Bibeisa.
Yes.
What the halach has come to tell us is that this din that we said Kol Yochid V'Yochid has to go and blow, he doesn't have to go to Shul, he doesn't have to go to Besmedesh, he doesn't have to go to Bezdin. He can blow even in the confines of his own home. The only thing is, but it's got to be Bisman Bezdin, like Ravuna said, according to this second Rashi.
Well, how does the Tadokas of Shabbos
Bigvum?
It applies like everywhere.
That's right.
That's the Lashon of the Pasek. B'yom Kippurim Tavir Shoyfer B'chol Arzachem. Let liberty and freedom reign through the land. So the entire land. Yeah, was
a good Bisman Bezdin defeats the purpose of the Zera, because if Bezdin is in session and then he blows the shofar, he has a shaila, he will go to take the shofar to the Bezdin.
Mm-hmm.
So it defeats the
Gezeirah D'Rabbah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why it says it should be Dafke Bizman Bezdin. So
that in case Bizman Bezdin, that's the danger, because if he has a
I better hurry and take it now before Bezdin closes.
Session.
I better rush.
I'm going to
there's no Eruv, but I got to pull the shofar.
The original Gezeirah was in order that people should not carry it to
the Mishtai.
Here. It's the other way around.
I would suggest the answer is that Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, as well as Purim, as well as Lulav, Sukkot, this is a frequent flyer, a frequent type of thing. In fact, Rosh Hashanah falls out every second or third year, it falls out on Shabbos. So that's a pretty... Yoivol doesn't fall out that often. In fact, it only happens usually once in 50 years.
Once in a Yoivol.
Once in a Yoivol.
We are talking about Rosh Hashanah and Yoivol here.
It's interesting to look this, because in fact you see there's an Aleph here on the fourth line. You see the small Aleph in the brackets.
Yeah.
If you go to the Agoy Sagra, he takes out the Rosh Hashanah.
Oh.
Maybe because of your
side.
See, this is a goodbye present. I
haven't
seen that. See, you look the Aleph in the brackets. Tzkiyas Yoivol. He leaves, takes out the Rosh Hashanah. Good. Anyway, back to our Gemara. Masim Rav Sheshit. Safesh Tefek Tazai. Shavah Yoivol Rosh Hashanah Litkiya Ulebrachas. We've had this already two or three times. That Yoivol Yer on Yom Kippur, the Tkiya, that you have to go and blow the Shofar, and the Brachas. Brachas means the nine brachas that we say normally in the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. We have to say that on Yom Kippur. And you remember we asked why we say Zehayom Tchilas Ma'asecha, which only applies Rosh Hashanah, it applies to Blezer of Yeshua, but it certainly doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. So we discussed this already earlier. But the Brachas continues on. And Yoivol, they blow both where the Bezdin was, that was Makadosh the Chodesh, obviously not today, but 9 days ago in Rosh Hashanah, and even the place where Shalai Kidboy is a Chodesh. V'chol Yochid v'Yochid Chayav L'Koyen, every Yochid, like we said before, everybody has a Chiv to go and blow Shofar on Yom Kippur in the Yoivol year. Rosh Hashanah lo yoyitoykin ele bebezin shekitche boyis achoydish. Number one, Rosh Hashanah they only blew the shofar in the bezin shekitche boyis achoydish. The ankle yochid yochid chayavut koyah, and the regular on mas yechidim were not responsible. They only had to go and blow shofar on Yoivol year on Yom Kippur, but not on a regular Rosh Hashanah.
What is the pshat shelohayu mekachin as in bezin? What do we mean by that?
Ella Bezdin. Talking about whether that Bezdin was the Bezdin where they were Mekadosh the Chodesh. In Yerushalayim or in other places in Eretz Yisrael, you could have had many Bati Dinim. This is Rosh Hashanah, you're talking Ella
Bezdin.
The seat of the Bezdin in that location. We're talking about the Mokoyim, where the Bezdin is sitting, that's where they were to care. Vein Kol Yochav Yochav, the Koyin, in fact. And of course, this makes sense. Regular chidim were not mechuyev to go and blow. Pravei Timura, My inkol yachad yachad chayv lot koyim. Even the biyavu toikin yachidim uberash Hashanah ain't toikin yachidim, which is what it sounds like. Yoivul everybody blows, but Rosh Hashanah, the only place they blow would be in the bezin shtibel, the bezin kitchaboy zechayish. I because of Yitzchak by Yosef Omar ki am mesayim shlicha the tzibur ki Yosef by Yavne. It was Rosh Hashanah shechol yois b'shabes, and it was in Yavne. The shliach tzibur finished blowing, and guess what? Everybody was blowing shofar. It's mashma that, in fact, everybody does blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And you're telling me, no, the Yechidim don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Elav, the choy the pshat in the brayse is zila beyoyvul toikin bein bizman bezin bein shaloi bizman bezin, that when Yechidim blow on yoyvul, on Yom Kippur and yoyvul year, they go and blow both bizman bezin and both shaloi bizman bezin, as well as ubrash Hashana. Again, the Yechidim do blow. Not when it says ein kol yoch v'yoch. No, no, the Yechidim do blow, but they, what's the nafkimina between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel year? Rosh Hashanah b'zman bezin in, they only blow during this man bezin. Shaloi b'zman bezin loy, but not shaloi b'zman bezin. Presumably, in case they have a shaila, let them ask b'zman bezin and not later on shaloi b'zman bezin. Is ketonim mias b'yovel bein b'zman bezin bein shaloi b'zman bezin? Based on what we just, how we just explained the brisa, so in yovel year they would go and blow the shofar both in the morning bizman bezin, as well as in the afternoon shalai bizman bezin. And what did Rav Huna say according to this second lashon, starting on the first wide line? Ikedemas lahad Rav Huna aha on the din of Yom Kippur that you blow b'chol arzachem. Om Rav Huna, the third wide line, v'imbezin, mighty imbezin bizman bezin. So when we're talking about Yom Kippur, it's gotta be yovel year Yom Kippur bizman bezin. And now you're telling me, based on this price, that yovel year is, has a different halacha than Rosh Hashanah shechol yois b'shabes, then in yovel year you do both bizman bezin and shaloi bizman bezin, masha ein kein, but Rosh Hashanah nisht is a bazoi mias b'yovel bein bizman bezin bein shaloi bizman bezin loy is a shver on Rav Huna. So two more lines. The oila bizman bezin, really on Yom Kippur, just like in Rosh Hashanah, it's only bizman bezin. V'achitani beyoyvul bizman bezin toikin bein bifnei bezin bein shaloi bifnei bezin. When you're talking about yoyvul year, even bizman bezin, which means in the morning, then you take care, sai in front of bezin, sai shaloi bifnei bezin, even at home, like we said before, ish bebeisoi. But Rosh Hashanah toikin bizman bezin ubifnei bezin, but not shaloi bifnei bezin. So therefore, according to this new pshat, and how we understand the chilik between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel year, so in fact we're saying just like Rav Huna said, that in Yovel year it's got to be bizman bezin lafuke shaloi bizman bezin. So what's the difference between Yovel year and Rosh Hashanah? Not the gabi bizman bezin, but whether it's bifnei bezin or shaloi bifnei bezin, that biyovel bizman bezin toikin bein bifnei bein shaloi bifnei bezin, Rosh Hashanah toikin bizman bezin bedafka bifnei bezin. It manami taka rai that this pshat is correct. Omer b'chir bagamda, omer b'yosim and shol, omer rabbi ein toikin ela kol zman. Shebezdin Yoishvin. You're talking about Yoivul year. You can only go and blow, as well as in Rosh Hashanah, only Bizman Bezdin. The Bezdin is Yoishvin, which means in the morning. The boy Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira now poses the following Shaila. This sounds like a Rabbi Yirmiya type of Shaila. Ninaru lamay v'lay omdu mahu. We said that as long as the Bezdin is still sitting, then you can still blow. Once they got up and we're done for the day, you can't blow any longer. What happens, Ninu Lamay, they're already shuckling to get up. In other words, they've basically finished whatever proceedings, whatever discussions they have. Now they're in a room, in fact, to give a shuckle, to go and starting moving back and start getting ready to stand up. But they didn't actually stand up yet. They're in the process of standing up. And Mao, what's the din? Bezin Yoishim Beinon Veikar. Mice are still sitting. Until you stand up, you're sitting. Aydum is Man Bezin Beinon. Man Bezin means that the Bezin is still in session, if you will. Veleka, they're obviously not in session anymore if everybody's getting ready to go and stand up and put on their jackets, their coats, their scarves, or whatever to go and leave. And therefore, Zoktimor, what's exactly, precisely the formula of Bizman Bezin? Zoktimor, Teiko, Tishbi Yitat.
So it's really a question of when does Bezin adjourn?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There's no formal, there's no like the
pounding of the gavel.
Right.
Maybe there is. And he's saying that maybe that's not enough for these purposes. Or maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. That, that's part of all the Tishbi Atars.
Well, that's an interesting.
The
third line. Where is Aaron?
Yeah.
Ninru Bezdin following. Does that mean Dover Iron Boy?
Oh.
About to get up. Came
I knew Shiloh came in front of him. Good.
Ninru Chosu Vinsashu. Uh-huh.
Very good. Okay.
So bring him up all of a sudden for a minute.
Something overtime, a brand new matter.
Overtime.
Good. Shkayach Mendi. Getting back to the Mishnah, Boizai Tzaisi Yishlaim Yiseida Al Yavnan. Remember, there are four malis that Yishlaim had over Yavnan. Well, not really four malis, but four definition qualities. Good. That Yishlaim had, that whatever village or town was Roya, Shemas, Kroiva, and Yechoyla Lovoi, Toikin. If it's the type of suburb that was so close, Roya it sees, Shemas you could hear, Kroiv it's close, Vichailova and you can get there, then talking. So Exact Yumara, what are these four? The Khari, all these four are basically synonymous. So Yumara, Roya, Pratli Yeshivas Benochal. What happens if you happen to be very close to Yerushalayim, but you're lying there in a valley next to Yerushalayim? So when you look up, you really can't see Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Harim Sabavlo, Yerushalayim is on the mountaintop, and therefore you don't really see it. It's very close, yeah, sure. By car, if you go up, you can get there in 5 minutes. But I can't see it from where I'm staying or where I'm residing. Shemas probably shivas b'roish ha'har. The other way around, somebody sees Yerushalayim beautifully because he's on the top of another mountain and he's looking straight ahead, but he can't there because it's just too far away. Or kroiva probably yisheves chutz l'tchum. It's got to be that it's so close that on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, you'd be able to go over from your town to Yerushalayim because it's within the tchum. And finally, what happens if there happens to be a lake or a river that separates from where you are to get into Yerushalayim? So then, even though it's Kroiva, I hear everything that's going on. I see all the people in Yerushalayim. It's within the Tchum, but I can't get there because I can't swim on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, and I can't take a boat on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So therefore, it's Ein Yichol Lavoi. So you have to have these four qualities to go, and these four criteria to allow you to go and blow in those villages. Samach Yerushalayim. Zok to Mishnah. Now from here into the Amud Beis, it should sound very, very familiar, because in fact we learned this not too long ago in Masech the Sukkot. It's Zok to Mishnah Rishon Yolulam Nito B'Mikdash Shiva U'Medina Yoyim Echad. Originally, like it says in the Torah, V'Lekachtem Lechem B'Yoyim HaRishon Pri Eitz Hadar Kavis Tomorrow Anaf Eitz Ovis V'Arvi Nochal U'Smachtem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yom. So back in Sukkah, we already asked, here's the stira. Here's the chachlam yom harishayim. And then it says, shivas yomim. What's going on? So Gemara Masechtas Sukkah already said, and we're going to see more about this here in the Gemara, because that when it's talking about bigvulin means outside the base on Mikdash, we only have a chiv to take the lulav and esrog one day, first day, Sukkahs, and that's it. And then you can put your sukkah, your lulav and esrog away. However, in the base of Megdush, smacht of l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem, shivas yom, you have to go and take the lulav and esrog for 7 full days. However, unfortunately, in the base of Megdush, they had to masakin. We shouldn't forget about the minhogim halachas that pertain to base Megdush. Shelly, you have something to say? Not yet. Barishoyna hoya lulav nitol Megdush shiva. In the beginning, meaning when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, people took the lulav and esrog in the Beis Hamikdash shiva 7 days. Medina outside the Beis Hamikdash yom echad only one day. B'shachar Beis Hamikdash, which was destroyed, his Rabbi Yechon Zake shehei lulav nitol b'medina shiva. You should go and carry it 7 days. You should do the mitzvah all 7 days. Zeich l'Hamikdash, to remind us of the times of the Beis Hamikdash. And b'shehei yom hanav kulei aser. Another takana that Rabbi Yechon Zakkai made was that the Yom Hanav should totally be Yasser. Now, what does that mean? We'll see in a moment. Why is this Mishnah, why are we bringing this? Because in the previous Mishnah that we learned yesterday, we talked about the fact that when the Vismegish was standing, they did allow for the blowing of the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yoyf B'Shabbos, but after the Vismegish was destroyed, then Rabbi Yechon Zakkai made Nai Takanas, not in the Vismegish. There is no Vismegish. So Toikim Cholmokim Sheyesh B'Beth. So since we had already one Takan of Yechon Zakkai, we have now two more. Number one, this is about the lulav and esrog kol shiva. And number two, sheyeh yom hanav kuli aser. What's the yom hanav kuli aser? Yeah. So what's the halacha legabi chodesh? A person has brand new tvuah, And it grew, and it grew, and it grew, and now we are able to go and cut the tefua. Do we have the benefit? At what point can you eat from that new tefua? So there's halacha that it's chadosh, and you're not allowed to eat from it until it becomes yashan. How does it become yashan? When the first day of Chol HaMoed, Pesach, passes. One of two things can happen. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would go and bring the Karban HaOimer. As soon as the Karban HaOimer was brought, done, everybody's allowed to eat all the new tefua. On the other hand, now that there is no Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, at this point, what's the din? So then, l'choyra al pi the Torah, you're able to go and eat at the first moment of Heira Mizrach, like we would say Netzachama. As soon as that it's sunrise and it's lit up on the horizon, you'd be able to go and eat from the new tefua. What's the reason for that? Because there happens to be a little bit of what seemed to be an inconsistency in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Ksartim es ktsira, vaveisim es oimer reishit tzirchem alakoyen," and then it says, "Rekolim charmel loisoichlu." You're now going to eat from the brand new tefua. And etzem ayoyim azeh ad aviyachem es korban lekechem chukas oimer derisechem chol moishveisechem. So it says you cannot go and eat from the kolim charmel until what point? At etzem ayoyim azeh. So etzem ayoyim hazeh sounds like, well, as soon as the day hits, first day of Chol HaMoed, I'm allowed to go and eat from the chodesh. It's no longer chodesh. But then it says ad aviyachem es korban lekechem, until you bring the carbon. Make up your mind. So the Gemara is going to tell us that it's really not an inconsistency. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the Karban HaOimer was the matir. That's ad viyachem es Karban HaLekechem. When there was no Beis HaMikdash, then, like today, unfortunately, then at etzem ayoyim hazeh, heir hamizrach, immediately you should be able to go and eat from the new chodesh, from the new tefuah. The yoyim hanaf means the yoyim hanofas ha'oimer. It was a tenufas ha'oimer, v'hainef ha'koyin ha'isam. So that's the lush of yoyim hanaf, the first day of Chol HaMoed. So what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saying? Mitzvah ikra dimen ha-teira. You'd be allowed to go and eat already 6 o'clock in the morning. As soon as it's sunrise, you can start eating from the new tefua. However, I'm making a takana not to go and eat until the end of the day. The entire day will be aser. You can only start eating from the new tefua at night, Motzei Yont, the Motzei Chol HaMoed, the Harishai, the Leil, the Chol HaMoed Sheni. So okay, what's the reason? Why? We'll see the Gemara in another month. So Gemara, uminalim yavdim en zeichel hamikdash. The first part of the Mishnah was he made a zeichel hamikdash that you go and take the arba minim every single day b'medina. Where do we get this from? Who said that there's such an inyan of zeichel hamikdash? The Amakras says in the pasuk. Who is their pasuk? Pasuk in Yirmiyah, ki aale arucha loch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us the good news that eventually aale arucha loch. Arucha means a cure, a remedy. I'm going to bring you a remedy. Umimakasayich er poech, and from your makos I will bring you a refuah niyam Hashem. Why ki nidocha koru lecha? Until now, all of the goyim said that you had been ejected, rejected, and dejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzion hi, doyrishen lo, look at Yerushalayim, nobody cares about it, nobody thinks about it. In other words, at Chas HaShalom, Kodesh Baruch Hu has abandoned us. Don't worry, I'm going to go and bring a Ruch Aloch, I'm going to bring you a refuah for your makos, so that nobody will say any longer that Tzion hi, doyrishen lo. So Gemara Dash is going back to the Lashon HaGemara. The Omer Kroki, Allah Ruch Aloch, Umek Makasai, Harpoich, Nim Hashem, Kinidcha, Kinidocha, Karu Lecha, Tzion hi doyrish ein la, mechlal, from the last five words of this pasuk, Tzion hi doyrish ein la, mechlal debaya drisha, comes to tell you that it should have drisha, that people should be concerned, people should be thinking about and worried about Yerushalayim. And the best way to be concerned and to worry about Yerushalayim is to make such a Zeichel HaMikdash, so people remember, there was Taka Beis HaMikdash, and there was a Yerushalayim, and we did the Avodah of Karbonis, and that's the inyan of Zeichel HaMikdash. My time. What's the reason why? Because we're hopeful that every single year the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And people will say, after all, for all these last approximately 2,000 years since the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, we have not had the benefit of the Karban HaOimer. And that being the case, every single year, we are noheg at etzem hayoyim hazeh, that you should be able to eat it first thing in the morning. Now that the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, Meir Yibana Beis Hamikdash, Ashim Nami Neichol. They'll say again, the first day of Chol HaMoed, let's eat first thing in the morning. Let's, right after davening, we're going to go and eat cereal. We'll eat from the brand new Torah.
It'll be kosher Pesach, I hope.
It'll be 100% kosher Pesach. V'layadi, and they will not remember, the Ishtakid Loihavi Oimer, Heir Mizrach Itir. Hashadika Oimer, Oimer Matir. The Oimim won't realize that there's now a fundamental change in the Zman for eating the brand new Tvua. Everybody's going to say, oh, last year I was in the presence of the Hedichasam Seifer, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Satmar Rebbe, etc., etc. And everybody ate first thing in the morning. Nobody even gave a thought. And all of a sudden they built a Beis Hamikdash. No halachas, we got to wait it up. Let's go and eat first thing in the morning. But they don't realize it's a major difference. Because last year there was no Oymen. Now there is an Oymen. Because of that, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki was concerned about this. And he said, from now on, don't eat from the new Tvua until the day is up. Breitimar. All of that sounds very, very profound, but the Midni Amos, let's go through now the mechanics, the details. When was the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt that we are concerned about this possible kilkul of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? Ilayma the Ibni Beshitzer, was it built on the first day of Chol HaMoed itself, on that day? Harihere Mizrachitir. It's already too late. If it was only built 9 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, everybody was already eating. Don't go and tell me, well, we're going to bring the carbon oymer, let's wait. It's too late. You can't bring the carbon oymer anymore. You have to go and eat koitzer the night before and do all of the preparations, etc. It's not going to happen. We're talking about that it was built on the 15th day of Yom Tov. Rashi points out, how can you go and build on Yom Tov? It says Rashi, we're talking about, I'm sorry?
It's Pesach.
So how can you build on Pesach?
It comes from
that's the last line of Rashi. Even though the Gemara Masechta Shavuos ain't binyan beis hamikdash lo biyom v'lo b'layla, hanimilu binyan b'day odom. A binyan asad lo avoy b'day shemayim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be able to bring on the 15th day as well. And if you have any questions, we'll ask the Tish B'Yataris, right? With the Rabbeinu Kalbach, with the Bezal Ruv. We're going to ask.
Where else is Rashi says it's elsewhere? I don't remember.
It's all the more we had in Masechta Sukkah. So it's all a repetition. El Divni B'Chameis, it happened on the 15th day. Mechatzir Shayoyim Ula Halon. Literally, if that's the case, meaning that there was enough time to go prepare all the Oymer the night before, and now you bring the Oymer on the day of the first day Chol HaMoed, then why do you have to wait the whole day? Just say until Chatzos. Anybody who lived far away from the Beis Hamikdash and was wondering when would the Kahana bring the Korban Oimer, by 12 o'clock you could be certain that you can go and eat from the new Tvua. Why? That's the first thing they do on their Avad. They have to bring the Tamid Shoshachar, but they are ready, willing, and able to bring that carbon oymer because they want everybody in Klai Yisrael to be able to eat from the new Tvua. So L'chayr Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai should only have been Mesakin a half a day, that on the first day Chol HaMoed don't eat from the new Tvua until 12 o'clock. Why do you have to say the whole day is Osir? Talk about a situation where the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt on the 15th, late, right before Shkia, or for that matter, even at night between 15 and 16, in other words, the first day of Yom Tov and the first day of Chol HaMoed, and as soon as the Beis Hamikdash were rebuilt, the Kahanim, who was reason, remembered, hey, we better go shnel, we have to go and do the Ketzidus HaOymer. And it's not just a question of cutting the Oymer, because this is new Tvua, it's totally, totally fresh and moist. We're going to have to go and first toast it and roast it, and then we're going to have to go and do a Tchina, we're going to have to go and grind it, and then we're going to have to sift it, and we're going to have to put it together. This is a very, very time-consuming, laborious effort, and maybe that first year they won't be able to finish in time by 12 o'clock, even though every other year it's by 12, because they didn't have to build the Beis Hamikdash and get everything ready, you know, in 3 minutes the night before. But now, that since there's just such a short period of time, so shnow, we might only be finished at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Therefore, that's why I said, you know what?
The Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt instantly.
It will be instantly, but the question is, when is that instant? Well, that instant could be today, could be tomorrow, could be on.
We're disappointed right after Pesach. Everyone Chayav Pesach Sheni now.
I don't know if there would be a dinner Pesach Sheni because it's only Tashlumin. Right. So you weren't able to go and bring it then.
You can't.
I don't know.
You're not Mechayav in Pesach Sheni.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Bar Mitzvah.
Now we're talking. Exactly. Anyway, Zog the Gemara. So those are the circumstances that Birchman Zaki was concerned about. But you see, this concern is different. Thank you. It's different than the previous concern. The previous concern was Eichel and Mikdash. We're going to forget Chas Hashem, all the practice in the base of Mikdash. So therefore, we have to go and take the Arba Minim every single day. This year, Manav is just the opposite, where he is concerned how Levi, the base of Mikdash, will be rebuilt speedily, and then people are going to have that kilkul that they won't realize that you have to wait now for the carbon oimer. So therefore, for all generations, we're going to make now a new halacha, don't eat the whole day until the nightfall, because it might happen the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to, in one instant, bring the Beis HaMikdash between 15 and 16. They won't have enough time to go and prepare, and they're only going to be finished 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So, every single day is awesome. Okay. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Rav Yechiman Zakai, the Shitas of Yehuda Omar. This Rav Nachman Yitzchak disagrees with what we said until now, because remember, the whole reason why we said there's a difference between your Beis HaMikdash and Ishmael Beis HaMikdash is because it said in the Pasuk, Etzem Yoyim Hazeh Ar HaViyachem. So Ar HaViyachem is Karbon Lekechem, that's the Vada when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, you gotta wait until you bring the Karbon Oymen. The question is, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Ar Etzem. So we assume that Etzem Yoyim Hazeh means that first moment. Says Imora, but Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ar Etzem Yoyim Hazeh means the final moment. Ar Atzmo Yishol Yoyim Vikasover Ad Vi Ad Bechlal. And therefore the Birchman Zaki that said wait until the end of the day is not because he added a Tanaya Chumra Naya Gzeira, because the whole that's Me'ikar Adin, you're not allowed to go and eat until the end of the Etzmo Yoyim Hazeh Ad Vi Ad Bechlal, until the final minutes of the first day Cholamayit. Does he really hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Did not look in the Mishnah. You have to make Naya Gezeres, Naya Takonis. So don't we see clearly that Rabbi Yechman Zaki disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda? Not that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. No. Rabbi Yochanan Zaka, according to this pshat, holds like Rabbi Yehuda that at Etzem Yoyim Hazeh Ad V'Ad Bechlal, and therefole you're not allowed to eat the first day of Chol HaMoed Me'ikar Hadin if there is no carbon oimer. Hashem Yehuda the Katoy. Rabbi Yehuda, when he heard Rabbi Yochanan Zaka, and especially because he heard the lashon Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zaka, he thought Rabbi Yochanan Zaka is making the rabbanat. He was some Rabbi Yochanan Zaka in the rabbanan kamar. He didn't really understand. Now, Rashi points out, this is not a contemporaneous dialogue with Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai.
It's two generations later, at least.
Exactly. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai lived at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda is living at the time of the first Amiroim. Before, between Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai to the first Amiroim, you had two, three, four generations. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is not responding, but rather, it was taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shehem Enaf. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Tanna, Nishkan Mayim. But even so, it's still two or three generations later. And to them, for Rabbi Yehuda, who heard about this takana, says, well, you have not takana, sachmina teira. Says the Gemara, not, he thought Rabbi Yehuda Zakim had wrote, come on, Velohi. Really, Rabbi Yehuda Zakim is talking about teira. For this very reason, Adi Etzem Yehem Hazeh, Adi Ad Bechlal. I boy hiskin, Tony. Doesn't it say hiskin, which sounds like a night takana. My hiskin, dorash vi hiskin. Dorash means he darshan the psukim like Rabbi Yehuda learned, and now he legislated and he said, Rabbi Yisai, this is the halacha. The hiskin over here is not a lashon of making a new tikkun. It's really going and establishing and legislating what do we do now that the Beis HaMikdash has unfortunately been destroyed. So the Rabbi Yehuda Zakkai, from now on the rule is going to be XYZ. And what is that? Like Rabbi Yehuda said, that it's until the end of the day, Ad V'Ad Bechlal. So if we have two pshatim in Rabbi Yehuda Zakkai's Takana, whether this was a new Takana Drabbanan, or according to Nachman Yitzchak, this was, he's just establishing the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda.
So even in time Beis HaMikdash, when they brought the Omer, the Isser of Chadash was released when the Omer was brought, not by the end of the day.
Right. No, at the end of the brought.
It's only the absence of Beis HaMikdash that we have this time.
Correct.
This temporal Isser.
Exactly right. Exactly right. The Mishnah starting this year.
Rabbi Yehuda.
Yes.
Was upset that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai went against the grain.
Against the grain. Beautiful. That was a wonderful, wonderful comment. Thank you very much. We had this also in the Sechta Sukkah and Yuma. We had already a couple of places. Initially, they would go and accept the Eidus HaChodesh Agam Tzitzit, the whole day, meaning on Rosh Hashanah, the first day, they would take Eidus HaChodesh the whole day. One time the Edom unfortunately dilly-dallied, they delayed, and as a result in Iskalka Levim Bashir, unfortunately there was a problem in the Shir Shal Yoim by the Tomid Shal Bein Hoar Boy. What was the Kilkel? We'll see in the Gemara to Machlokes. So what did they do? From now on, Edom are going to come. If they come before Mincha, we'll listen to them, we'll decide. But if they come after Mincha, they'll say the Bezin Shtibel is closed. We're not going to make any new Kiddush HaChodesh today, but rather we're going to continue that today was Rosh Hashanah and is Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow will also be Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains what's the inyan of this. Because as we know, Mimois Ezra until much later on, you typically have it every single year. Rosh Hashanah, El was always 29 days, and therefore Rosh Hashanah was always on the 30th day. So therefore, on the 30th day, they were very, very confident that the Edom are going to come today, and they're going to be Karish the Chodesh today, and therefore, really from the night before, everybody, it's a Kifet Yom Tiftik, and they make Kiddush, and they ate the Simonim, and they ate
the Musafim,
and they dipped the Chalva into honey, and all the rest, exactly.
Oh.
I'm sorry? Oh, it's Rosh Hashanah. Not Pesach.
We're done with the Omer.
Okay.
Careful. Anyway, so
masa and honey is everything.
So now, normally, what happens? Exactly. What happens if you have now it's Rosh Hashanah, and unfortunately the Edom don't come that day? And then people start saying to themselves, oh, "What a wasted day! I could have gone to work. I could have done this. I could have done that. I could have picked up all my messages and all my emails, and I couldn't do that. It was Yom Tov." So they said, "We're afraid that people will be mizalzel, and they're going to go and say this wasn't really Yom Tov. This was really a fake news. It wasn't Yom Tov." So they said, no. We're not going to accept the Edom of Mincha L'Malah, but today was Kodesh, and so Yom Tov mit Rosh Hashanah and all the rest. And Ulamachon Kodesh, tomorrow will also be Rosh Hashanah. It will be a two-day Rosh Hashanah. And of course, eventually, that's the reason why everywhere we have the din of 2 days Rosh Hashanah. However, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, said that we should be mekabel the Eidus even after Mincha L'Malah.
There's no longer a korban to be miskalko.
With the shir to be miskalko, right? Miskalko of Yom Bashir, there's no longer shir to be miskalko. You told me that you made this come to Takana because of the kilkel al Yom Bashir. What kilkel was there? So the Gemara says, Zemach loikis. Halcha Tegimu here by Uns in Chuslaret, in Babel, Tegimu, they said, Shlei Omru Shira Kol Iker, that they left out Shira altogether at the Tomit Shel Ben Arboim, because they didn't know what to do. They were thinking to themselves, they were scratching their heads. Normally by this time, the Edom would have come a long time ago, and we would have said that it's Yontif, and therefore we should have the Shira of Yontif, but since nobody came, I assume we'll have to do the Shir Shel Chol, but maybe not. Maybe they still will come. So therefore, they left it out. Sheva al tasi. Reb Zera Omer she'omer shira shel chol. Since the Edom had not come by that time, they said the normal shira that they would have said b'chol im tomer shel ben arboy. Ah, so that was the kilkel. So machlokes what the kilkel was. Omer Reb Zera lahava berei. Now this Reb Zera was the one that said that the kilkel was that they said the wrong shira. They said the shira shel chol instead of the Shira Shel Yom Tov, because eventually the Edom came post Tomei Shel Ben Arboyim, and the Bezin accepted them, and as a result, oy vey vey, we said the wrong Shira. So that's what Reb Zeira's Shita was, and that's why from now on we're never going to accept it any longer post Mincha. So only Reb Zeira have a break. Reb Zeira said to his son, Ahava, go out and tell those that disagreed, go and tell in Bavel that what Hiskinu, we learned in the Braisa, Hiskinu Shlahim Mekabim Eidus Chodesh Ele Kedei Shehei Shohus Beyoim Lahakrif Temidim Umusafim Veniskeyam Veloi Mashira Shaloi Beshibush. They were now in Mesakin that we're going to continue getting, taking the Eidus of the Eidim, but only as long as it takes us to go and be Makla Kom Tom Shachar Tom Shubin Aboim the Musafim Niskeyam Veloi Mashira Shaloi Beshibush without a mistake. However, if they're going to come so late that the shira will be made with a mistake, we're no longer going to accept the Edom that day. We're going to tell them, come back tomorrow morning. Zokti Yomara, what is Reb Zera being medayik from this price? If you're going to tell me that the initial problem that required this takana in the Beis HaMikdash, that we're no longer going to accept the Eidus of the Eidim post-Mincha, was because they said the wrong Shira, like I said. Hayad Ika Shimish. That's why the Braisa says, after the Takana, we're only going to accept the Eidim as long as it will not lead to the Shira being said, the Shibush, mistakenly. So, until the point that we have to decide about the Shira, that's when we'll accept the Eidim. Once the Eidim have no longer come, we'll say, okay, forget about it. We're going to do the Shira Shel Yoim of Choyl and not of Yontif. We're not going to accept the Eidus anymore today, and the Yontif is going to be tomorrow, etc.
Why are you talking about Shibush? They have to bring the Musafim. What's the
Shibush? The Musafim were brought already.
But they brought the Musafim, and it's a whole. And we're worried it's Rosh Hashanah. How can we bring
the Musafim? The question that you're asking about, that they brought the Musafim incorrectly, that was a toisis back in Sukkah when we had this whole exactly.
Okay.
But for purposes of today, we're only worried about the shira.
Okay.
And the shira that we had was that it was the wrong shira according to Reb Zera, that they said the shira shel yoim instead of saying the shira shel chol. That's the concern that they had. So Tumara Eliamris Li Omer Klal, according to those Hocha Tergimu, that they didn't say shira at all. My shibush. Then the lashon of the Gemara of this brisa that says we'll accept the Eidim as long as it won't allow for a mistake. What mistake are we talking about? They didn't make a mistake. There was an omission, but it wasn't a mistake. My shibush ikka. Everyone doesn't show that shaka kasha. Kim li omer klal in the shibush got me that the omission itself, that was the shibush. The shibush wasn't that they said the wrong thing. The shibush was that they weren't able to say anything. That was the big, big problem. So look at Toysis here. Toysis talks about here too. The fourth Toysis from the fourth line at the top of the Yomid. Homework. You go through the Toysis. Don't you worry about the Moser Vavacha Barhuna. Tomish Rosh Hashanah Shachris Karev Kil Chosay. Now we're going through all the Avoidus Hayoim on Rosh Hashanah to see at what point we have to worry about your Eidim, Nish Eidim. So Tomish Rosh Hashanah Shachris Karev Kil Chosay. Karev Kil Chosay means you bring it as you normally would with the normal Shir Sholyoim that you would normally say, because Rashi says it was extremely, extremely rare that the Eidim should come before the Tomid Shel Shachar, and so therefore under normal circumstances they did the Shir Shel Yoim of Choyl like you normally do. That's the Karev Kil Chosay, means like the regular day. The Musaf Mawaymer, what did they say at Musaf time? They said a special Kapitel Tilim, Haninu Lelekim Uzeini Horil Leleke Yaakov. The reason why they said that is because it refers to the Lashon Trua. Now, if you open up your Sidurim, you'll notice that this happens to be the beginning of the Shir Shul Yoim on Yoim Chamishi on Thursday of every week. Every Thursday, you start off Namatzeach Aleshminis Mizmor Dovin, then Haninu Lekimuzaini, or something very similar. Haninu is the second pasuk in that capital. So that's what we say on Thursday morning. Do you have a? Can you fetch a sitter, please?
Use your wine, please.
Any sitter is fine. Okay, any sitter. The Ashkenazi is fine. This is perfect. This is excellent. This is Gevaldik. Yishakoyach. Thank you very much. If you go and click on the card. I had a zinin to go and take it to the table, not to bother you, but if it's... Hayoyim yem chamishi b'shabas, lam natseach ala gitis le'osaf, haninu le'lekim uzeinu hari le'lekei yakri. This is the Shir Shoyim of Thursday, and we say that on Rosh Hashanah, at the time of Musaf, just like we say all those psukim that we say like a Malchus, a Chornus, a Sheboros. This is like a Shoifidika Posik, a Nil Kimuzain, or a Rila Kayakit. Bemincha Moim, what do you say by Mincha? Koyu Hashem Yochel Midbar. That's what we say on Friday night. We say the Mizmar right before Lechodoidi.
Right.
And it says all the Koyas, Koyu Hashem Alamoim, Koyu Hashem Koyu, Koyu Hashem Hoder, etc. Exactly, with a beautiful Kalbach Negit. So one of them is Koyu Hashem Yochel Midbar. What is this referring to? Says Rashi, this is referring to the Tkiya Shoifa that took place at the time of Matan Torah, and that was Yochel Midbar that caused the whole Midbar to shake with great reverence and awe, and because trepidation, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving the Kol Hashem, giving the Aseret Sedivros. Anyway, so that's Kol Hashem Yochel Midbar. We want to remember that Tzchus of the Kol Shoifa and the Tzchus of Kabbalah Torah on Rosh Hashanah. Now what happens if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday?
It happens.
Oh, so what happens now? That is the shir, like we just said, from the Siddur. So what do you do now? They didn't say the Hanino. Why? Because since we're going to say it later on, if we're going to say it by Shachas, we're going to say it by Musaf, it sounds like we're just being repetitious. What should you say instead? Now, where is that? That's also in the same capital, but it's a few psukim later. After we start off, then you skip a couple of lines, and then it says, then why do we go and say from there? In other words, we don't repeat the entire capital, we only say part of the capital, starting from Hasiraisi. Why do we say that? It says Rashi, again like we learned earlier on at the beginning of our Masechta, to remember that Yosef came up in Beiso Asurim on Yontif on Rosh Hashanah, and that's Hasiraisi Misevo Shechmoi, as a result of Yosef becoming the Melech, etc. So then the Sivlois Mitzrayim ended. I don't know why the Gemara quotes the Hasiroi Mesevo Shechmoi. That the Gemara used as proof that although we were freed from Mitzrayim in Nisan, however, the Sivlois Mitzrayim already ended Rosh Hashanah. So the Choyer, the Gemara, should have brought the Pasuk, Eidus Behoisef Samoy Betzeisel Eretz Mitzrayim. That was the Raya that the Gemara brought at the beginning of the Masechta, that Yosef was freed on Yom Rosh Hashanah, because the prior Pasuk is, think of Chodesh Shoyfa Bekesel Yom Chagenu, that's Rosh Hashanah, Bekesel Yom Chagenu, and then it says, Eidus Behoisef Samoy Betzeisel Eretz Mitzrayim. When did he come out of jail, out of the down below? He came out, Yosef came out on Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rashi says. That's what we do, Mishum Rosh Hashanah, Yotzi Yosef, Yisrael. Chodesh should have brought the earlier Pasuk. Anyway, what happened? The Edom came after Tom Shoshachar. If they came after Tom Shoshachar, even though we've already said in the morning the Harninu, because it's the Shir Shoyan, the Shir of Choyl of Thursday. Of course, we're talking about this happened on Thursday. Then you're going to repeat it again afterwards, even though the Choyl comes to the Perek. Nishkefer. So tomorrow, if you're going to go and tell me, like I said, Reb Zeira, that whenever you have the suffix, say the Shir Dechoyl. And that's what they did in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, and the Edom came late, and that was the Shibush that now, Lumafrei, I see that was Yontif, I shouldn't have said the Shir Dechoyl. That's why the Brisa says, if the Edom came in subsequent to the Tomisho Shachar, and we've already said the Shir Shoyim of Yom Chamishi, we're going to repeat it again. Okay. Not the end of the world. Eliyam is Liyam Akal. But if you're going to tell me that any time there's a Psashayim, leave it out. Sheval Taisa, don't say anything. My Oyma V'Koyflai. If it's possible that the Edom are still going to come, then why were they Koyflit? They should have left it out at the time of the Tomishul Shachar, and we'll wait and see what happens. But don't go and repeat it twice. No. Since this happens to be the Shir Shul Yoim of Yoim Chamishi, and it's also appropriate for Rosh Hashanah, then we're going to go and say it. Any other time when the Gemara had this distress that the Levium had the wrong Shir, because they had the wrong Shir that was inappropriate for Yontif.
Yeah, they can't lose.
Exactly.
Either it's Thursday or it's Rosh Hashanah.
That being the case, that's the reason why we allow them to say, so you have no Raya Lagabi, another case when it wasn't on a Thursday, when it was throughout the week. Yeah?
Yeah, but why are they so worried about Kofel? So you repeat it.
Yeah, it's not a, yeah.
I agree with you. It's a little difficult to understand after what we say, actually, three times.